You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman on 97.9 The Hill. It's been several months since I took the hiatus to bring you Cover 2 with Ron Rice. We enjoyed sharing our insights and opinions on professional football, and what a season it was. But it's over now, so let's get back to what's happening in the world of sport business. As the show progresses, I will be interviewing local and national personalities and leaders who touch us through their programs, projects, and vision, all of them showing us the power of sport to make a difference. Well, it's NBA All-Star break. The Warriors are still leading despite their ability to rebound the ball. LeBron is wounded but still capable to take his Lakers to the playoffs. The East is most competitive with Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and the Sixers, all potential Eastern champions. If anybody cares about basketball, if anybody wants to see the most incredible athletes in the world, in my humble opinion, play the game that they love, if anybody wants compelling matchups, mano a mano, because the NBA is all about isolation, then you've got to pay attention to the NBA. Adam Silver, the commissioner who took over from David Stern, Duke graduate, is running this ship flawlessly. They've managed to overcome some of the major sociological, racial, cultural challenges that we've had in this country. With his leadership, the owners, the players, the union, or Players Association, all working together, they've been able to be a model for other sport leagues. How did they do it? Like any community activist or advocate would tell you, you have to listen to the community first. And so Adam Silver and the owners, they work with the players, first off by listening and letting them tell their stories, and then agreeing that the effort to affect change and to bring people to the table where there's clear understanding and mutual respect requires the commissioner, the front office, the owners, the staff, to let the players decide how to respond. And so we were able to see players wearing shirts that talked about Black Lives Matters and things that were affecting them and their families. We saw WNBA players who actually led the fight. Many NBA players responded to the leaders in the WNBA, the players who stood up first. But they engaged in conversations, meaningful conversations, dialogue that turned into resources and results. And then they engaged the fan base. The NBA fan base, as we all know, is very, very global. They sought opportunities to promote people of color. It's been a while since the NBA started having Latinx or Latino Hispanic night in cities, but you saw much more of that over this past season and last year. They actually talked to the Latinx community and engaged people and found ways to create understanding and respect and appreciation. And definitely you saw the biggest personalities with the NBA given the microphone, not to talk about their X's and O's, but to talk about what they're doing in the community and what hurts the community and what needs to be changed. The NBA, great athletic competition, great for those of us who love analyzing, looking at the X's and O's, but also it's a great lesson for all of us to study and examine in terms of sociology, psychology, organizational behavior. It's that model. And we have to continue to pay attention. Despite the inequalities, the inequities that still exist, the NBA is making the right move. But let's talk education. I'm very, very blessed to serve on the board of Learn Fresh Education Company. We're the parent company of NBA Math Hoops, and wow, what a story it is. Learn Fresh Education Company, our mission is to make learning fun for all students. And speaking directly about our mission statement, We improve engagement and achievement through innovative learning experiences. And what we like to do is leverage students' passion points to power their STEM and social emotional learning. I like to call it the bridge to STEM. Everyone's talking about how we need to continue to fund science programs in college. How are we going to get more people, young people, into engineering? How are we going to make them really excited about math? Well, we have an answer. Our program couples a passion that many, many young people love, basketball. So through our work, we explicitly strive to reach students who have historically been underrepresented in STEM fields, specifically girls, students of color, and students from economically challenged communities. There is no doubt there is brilliance and limitless possibilities in every student. And so our goal is to provide them with resources and support to help them and the educators who work with them so that they will be inspired to learn and grow. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Well, I definitely think so. I've signed up to be a part of it. We make sure that the learning is student-centered. It's not about what we studied in college, what degrees we hold, and how much we like this subject and that. We want to make sure that we take this subject of math and we make it fun, and we turn a subject that oftentimes can seem very threatening, very frightening, very challenging, and we make it come alive in a very, very exciting way. The themes that are most meaningful for students today have a specific focus on athletics and the arts. And so by isolating these passion points with fundamental subjects, and we have math first, NBA math hoops, we want to create highly unique and memorable educational experiences. And what we like to do is make sure that we have a partnership between the learners and the teachers. This doesn't make any sense, and it won't work without teacher support, teacher engagement. Stay tuned to learn more about Learn Fresh and NBA Math Hoops. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. You're back. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We're talking NBA All-Star Break, and we've switched over to education. Well, how do those two come together? I'm a part of a board called Learn Fresh Education, and we have one of the most exciting products, I believe, that's changing how students learn and love math. It's called NBA Math Hoops. Well, why would we do something like this? Why does it make sense? Well, the United States faces an educational crisis. According to the 2015, and I don't think things have changed that much, according to the 2015 National Assessment for Educational Progress, 67% of eighth graders nationwide scored below proficient in mathematics. And that number, I hope you're sitting down, that number jumps to 82% among low-income students. That's a travesty, folks. I know we can do better. This problem is worse in urban areas, where school districts and teachers, they struggle to counter the effects of structural poverty. And of course, that just widens the racial and socioeconomic achievement gaps. Now, you don't have to believe me. The research is out there, and it's pretty uniform. We have a problem. 2011 marked the first year in which the majority of babies born in the United States were children of color. And the Census Bureau projects that by 2043, the United States will become a majority-minority country. I know these names don't really make sense, majority-minority, but it's the labels we're using for now. More than half of all citizens will be persons of minority status or persons of color. So what does this mean? With these composition shifts, there's a risk that the scope of these achievement gaps will become both deeper and wider, even as average scores increase steadily nationwide. Now, some people might say, well, that's brown and black people. And there's a whole narrative around those poor outcomes. But I say, and the research says, that we need to pay attention. Because even if you remove brown and black people in terms of outcomes, education-wise, white Americans are not doing well. In fact, the United States currently lags behind many other developed countries, scoring below average in math on the 2009 PISA test, which is an indicator amongst the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development nations. Very, very disturbing. We have to do better. And so the solution that I tout, that I support, that I advocate for is NBA math. We make math fun and engaging. And when that happens, students are more likely to score better on tests, but they're also more likely to develop the intrinsic motivation and drive that leads to self-directed learning. You want to do it because it feels good and you like the outcome. So, what we do is have the students play simulated basketball games, and they apply multitasking prowess as they work on their fluency with whole number operations, and as they perform calculations, they're moving the ball back and forth on this board game. They're exercising visual and analytical skills by going back and forth with the graphic representations on their player cards. They're checking for accuracy with their calculations, and they're keeping detailed score of the game. We're using NBA and WNBA shooting statistics, rebounding, assists, and steals. And then lastly, they compile final game data on a team stat sheet where they have to calculate statistics such as field goal, three-point, and free throw shooting percentages, as well as points, assists, rebounds, and steals per game. Sounds fun. It is. I've had the opportunity to share NBA math hoops at my Basketball Analytics Summit for the past 4 years. And they'll be featured again this April 12th and 13th. April 12th and 13th. BasketballAnalyticsSummit.com. I hope to see you there. But I'll tell you, math has never been this much fun. But it's not always about fun. It's about results. What is the impact? Are we making a positive change? Learn Fresh Education says emphatically yes. Every year where we present NBA math hoops to primarily fourth and sixth graders, although we've gone younger and we've taken it up to high school as well, we love to see the changes. And it's grounded in evidence-based impact. We're surveying, we're doing the evaluation on this program. We're listening to the teachers, to the community, say that it's making a difference. It's getting brown and black students fired up about math. We're getting low-income students of all races and ethnicities fired up about math. That's that bridge to STEM. In terms of the numbers, overall student scores have improved by an average of 28%. In 2013-14, 33% in 2014-15, and 37% in 2015-16. New numbers will be coming out shortly. 75% of teachers, and they are critical in this process, they said using NBA math hoops made them happier or more excited to go to school and teach. Who would not want a happy and excited teacher in their classroom? And an evaluation done showed that students who played 11 or more NBA math hoops games outperformed a control group by 300% on their post-tests. I'm telling you, please take a look at NBA Math Hoops. We're making a difference, one student at a time. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. It's NBA All-Star break, and I thought it was definitely appropriate to talk about NBA and education. I'm excited to be a part of the team for NBA Math Hoops, organized and administered by Learn Fresh Education Company, the parent company. And we are making a difference with young people, primarily middle school students, who need to improve their math scores. And we know that math is arguably the number one subject that's critical to lifetime success. So, Learn Fresh is delivering NBA Math Hoops all across the country. We're excited. We have 17 NBA teams now as partners across the country. And this weekend, down in Charlotte, where the All-Star activities are taking place, we've partnered with State Farm and NBA Cares to craft the Youth Assist Tracker Challenge program. Middle schools across Charlotte competed for the opportunity to win grants up to $100,000 for STEAM-related projects at their schools. Today, McClintock Middle School from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School System was announced as the grand prize winner of the $100,000 grant. Way to go, McClintock. Learn Fresh. By partnering with NBA Cares, and I have to note that Hasbro, the maker of Monopoly Game and other great board games, helps Learn Fresh and NBA Math Hoops each and every year by providing us the board games. They've been delivering this to schools across the United States, and to date, we now have over 135,000 students who have participated in NBA Math Hoops. Again, this game is all about improving math scores and helping students be prepared for STEM and or STEAM and get the necessary social and emotional learning experience. When we talk about education in the United States, we are not doing well. When we compare ourselves with the various racial and ethnic groups in the country, it seems like we're doing well. But when we compare ourselves globally, we are failing. We are failing miserably. And we have to have more attention to this. Nick Monzi, the CEO of NBA Math Hoops, says that we should reconsider our engagement and challenge our assumptions about what a student's education can become. He asks, is it possible to craft our students' learning experiences in ways that organically connect to their lives in real time, that fuel a potent sense of enthusiasm for our education? Is that possible? Second, he says, do we have enough motivation in the education sector to elevate the daily classroom experience from just enough to can't get enough? Just enough to can't get enough. I'm sure you've heard, I'm not a math person. That has to change. Third, Nick asks, what if our students regularly saw themselves and their identities in their learning, their race, ethnicity, gender, culture, and their interests, omnipresence in the substance of their curricula? That would be real cool. When you can see it, you can be it. And lastly, Nick Monzi, the CEO of NBA Math Hoops, says, can we achieve these conditions for every student, even if the path to fulfilling the vision is not as convenient or efficient as we would like? Great questions. Please join in. NBA Math Hoops, we're coming to a city, to a town near you. You're listening to Dr. Debbie Stroman, If You Only Knew, on 97.9 The Hill.